We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Okay, guys. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 10th. Let me make sure it's January 10th. I'll be off on my day.
It is.
Yes, it is January 10th. Goes to UFC President Dana White. Now, this situation happened when we were off for a holiday break, and I actually meant to get right to this yesterday, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I felt bad I wasn't thinking about it, because that's probably one of the reasons, you know, Jamie Foxx and DL Hughley were criticizing the coverage of the fight that Dana White got into with his wife, because it doesn't seem like people are thinking about it. Yes, if you haven't heard, footage was released of Dana White getting into a physical altercation with his wife on New Year's Eve. Let's go to Fox Houston 26 for the report, please.
Back to the Factor Uncensored of
volatile New Year's Eve for UFC President Dana White. He and his wife were spotted slapping each other. Now, the incident was caught on camera in a New Year's Eve nightclub in Cabo, Mexico. No word on what happened beforehand, but White has since apologized, saying there are no excuses for putting your hands on his wife.
That's true. Okay, now listen, do I really have to sit here and have a conversation about why putting your hands on a woman is wrong? Well, I guess I do, since folks are still out here doing it. You know, I don't care if it's your girlfriend, wife, sister, just know. Okay, I heard people saying, you know, she slapped Dana White first, so Dana slapped her back. I promise you, in the court of public opinion, that's a scenario you really can't win. I don't know if you can win that in the court of law. I really don't. Maybe a judge will look at it as self-defense. Maybe a judge won't. I don't know. I just feel if a woman puts their hands on you, if you don't have women around you to handle that situation, run. Okay? You can't win. What did Adrian tell Rocky when he was going to fight the Russian? You can't win.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this. Even if you win, what have you won? Apollo's still gone? Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you married. We can't change what we are. We can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
You can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You can't win.
Jesus. You know, well, thank you, Adrian, for believing in me. Okay. By the way, we don't talk about that enough. The fact that Rocky beat the Russian in spite of Adrian not believing. Okay, so what? She came to Russia with him to train. That wasn't support. She was there because she thought Rocky was going to get killed by the Russian too.
That's true.
But back to the matter at hand. Dana White. Is there a double standard in the way the media covers domestic violence in regards to Dana White? We have seen how the media responded to Chris Brown. Different circumstance because another superstar, you know, was the victim. We've seen how they covered Ray Rice, even though Ray Rice video footage was way more violent. But domestic violence is domestic violence, right? But I saw and heard some people who were defending Dana White. Some folks were saying he's the president of UFC. And when people think MMA, they think violence. So his actions, you know, weren't surprising to some people, but football is violent. Boxing is violent, but I don't see football players and boxers, you know, getting defended in the media. Now, the legends Jamie Foxx and DL Hughley, you know, asked some questions. DL Hughley said, "What can Brown do for you?" Apparently not a damn thing. If that had been a brother, it'd be nonstop coverage, dredging up a playground fight from the third grade, scouring old tweets, you name it. Dana White's entire life is immersed in brutal physical violence. He's amassed a fortune from it. Where are the salacious headlines? Where's the pressure? Oh, he apologized. Hashtag white privilege scores a first round knockout yet again. Jamie Foxx co-signed it and said, effing preach. Now, Dana White did apologize. Let's listen to it.
I'm in Cabo, Mexico, you know, for the holidays with my family. And my wife and I were out Saturday night on New Year's Eve. You know, unfortunately, that's what happened. You know, you've heard me say for years, there's never, ever an excuse for a guy to put his hands on a woman. And now here I am on TMZ talking about it. But my wife and I have been married for almost 30 years. We've known each other since we were 12 years old. We've obviously been through some shit together. And we've got three kids. And, you know, this is one of those situations that's, you know, horrible. I'm embarrassed. You don't put your hands on a woman ever.
He's right. You don't put your hands on a woman ever. He's owning up to it. You know, he's apologizing. Like I said, I've heard boxers, football players, you know, they've been in these same situations. They apologize and they were still demonized. Here's the thing. I agree with DL Hughley. But this is what I would say. Mainstream media, whatever that means nowadays, is reporting on Dana White. I think this outrage that DL is looking for, this nonstop coverage, this, you know, pulling up old tweets, you know, pulling up old fights from third grade. I don't care what y'all say. That comes from social media. Okay. That comes from Twitter a lot of the times. Okay. The only reason the mainstream media has moved on from this is because it doesn't seem like a hot story, because there's no reaction from social media. I keep telling y'all over and over, if you want these mainstream outlets to react, then you have to make them react. You know, most of these mainstream outlets are reacting to what's happening on social media. You can be watching one of these networks, CNN, MSNBC, and when some foolish celebrity nonsense starts trending on social media, they will stop talking about actual issues, about actual issues going on in the world to report on the celebrity nonsense. Now, is there a double standard on how mainstream media covers black people and white people? Of course it is. Okay, always has been. But there is other screams. And social media, really, sadly, is the scream that matters nowadays. So if you want people to cover Dana White, then you got to cause an uproar on social media. But more importantly, what's the ask? You can't just make noise. Okay, I've told y'all this a million times. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. That's word to Frederick Douglass. Okay, you can't just say, oh, the media isn't covering Dana White, because they are. What you really want is Dana to have consequences for his actions. But who is going to impose those consequences? Okay, who is going to push to have consequences, you know, leveled against Dana White? Is Dana White being covered different because he's white, rich, powerful? Or is he being covered different because she hit him first and it could be considered self-defense? Is he being covered different because he apologized and he owned up to it? I don't know. Okay, but I do know he's gonna get the credit he deserves for being stupid. So please give Dana White the biggest hee haw. Matter of fact, let Remy Ma give Dana White the biggest hee haw.
Hee haw, hee haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
I haven't heard Remy yet this year.
All right.
I'm sure she'll be guest co-hosting at some point.
Hope so.
Yes.
All right.
You know, those are questions I do want to know. Like, is Dana White being covered different because he's white, rich, and powerful? Or is he being covered different because she hit him first and it could be considered self-defense? Because I've heard people say that. Or is he being covered different because he apologized and he owned up to it? Which is it?
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Why do you feel that Dana White's coverage is a little different than some of the other things that we've seen before? Is it because his wife hit him first? Is it because he's white? Is it because we haven't stressed it enough?
That's what I said. You know, people forget. Frederick Douglass said it the best. Power concedes nothing without a demand. So even when we say these things like, you know, mainstream media isn't covering it, you know, where's the outrage? I mean, they are covering it. What you're really asking is, how come there isn't any consequences to his actions? That's what you're asking.
All right, we'll get to that next. Taking your calls, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.